Item 92, amend transient lodging tax to add definitions and clarify duties for operators for short-term rental locations.
Second reading and roll call.
Fritz?
So unfortunately, I'm not able to support this ordinance. I am very concerned that we are taking the wrong approach, that the short-term rentals generate over 600 jobs and helps about 60% of the folks who are renting out a room on an occasional basis to stay in their homes, according to the Airbnb survey, and that is a worthy thing. It changes the way we do enforcement to using a tax-based approach to going after folks who have not gotten permits. And if we're going to change to that approach, I think it requires a much broader policy discussion. Because usually our enforcement is complaint-driven, and there are multiple other things that are advertised on the internet that we are not going after to find out whether or not they're paying their taxes. I understand that each of the platforms are different and that not all of them have been as helpful as Airbnb, so that's challenging. I also recognize that this current approach has the director of the revenue department very much responsible for figuring out who to go after and who not, and I don't think that the regulations are adequately specific in that fact. I'm concerned about the number of additional staff we're going to need to take this approach. And this is an experiment that we need to take the lesser encouragement approach before we go after folks with a big stick. And I don't think that we have done enough in terms of educating the hosts about the need to get permits. And I also don't want the internet advertising sites getting information that hosts have divulged to an entrusted website without their permission. I think we're walking down a road here that requires a much bigger conversation about freedom of the internet, but also confidentiality of personal information. And so I would prefer to go down an educational approach, because the other thing that we're doing is challenging our former partner, Airbnb, to and potentially fighting that issue of their having to divulge the information to us. I think that's going to cost taxpayers a lot of money, and that we should have the broader conversation about that at the same time. I think the sharing economy should not be top-down, but it should be a bottom-up approach, looking at how to help it benefit regular people who are, well, educating them on maintaining their responsibility to comply with the regulations, and that we should start with that before we go to this big stick approach. So respectfully, no.
Fish?
I want to start by thanking Thomas Lanham and the Revenue Bureau staff for their good work in this area, Liam Frost in my office, and what I think has been a very collegial and collaborative discussion at council. So I approach this a little differently, and I'll just put the human face on it. I have a 22-year-old daughter who is likely to use a short-term rental site. If she chooses to do so, I want to make sure that it's a safe place, just like I want to make sure if she goes to a hotel, a motel, or a bed and breakfast, it's safe. So I'd like to know that the host has honorable intentions. I'd like to know that there's a working smoke detector. And I'd like to know, the event of a fire, that there's some place that she can escape the unit through. Our regulatory system is designed to make sure that guests are safe. Over 93% of hosts that are currently in this business have not sought a permit from the city. That means that there are hundreds of places in our community where we cannot say with a straight face that the guest is safe. We have set up what I believe is a reasonable regulatory system, but what we have been told by the industry is butt out. An industry, by the way, that is a $40 billion industry today or more. And they've said, you at the local level, stay out of our way. You don't have a right to regulate us. Well, I disagree. I think in Portland, we have the right to enforce reasonable community standards. With every right, there's a responsibility. Unlike other cities in the country that are in court prohibiting short-term rentals, we have embraced short-term rentals. But we have said with the right comes a responsibility. And I do not think that it is an intrusive requirement for a platform that makes money advertising these units to ensure that the host is complying with the reasonable community standards of this city. So while last week I voted no to extend the right to multifamily apartment buildings, I did so then because the industry has made it clear they do not intend to play ball with us on the enforcement side. Today, I think we've struck the right balance on enforcement, and I'm going to vote aye. Again, thank you, Thomas, and all the folks who've worked diligently on this ordinance. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thank you, Thomas. And I'd also like to thank Steve Unger, who of the Lion and Rose Bed and Breakfast, who came to this council and proposed what I thought was the brilliant idea of simply requiring that any online listing for a short-term rental list the permit number, which is a very simple way of our being able to do effective enforcement. What we've been doing is authorizing an activity which is currently illegal and making it legal under certain rules. And for those rules to stick, we have to have enforcement. I agree with Commissioner Fish. I think we have struck the right balance here. Aye.